The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Batten down the hatches one more time. Thursday morning, September 23rd, 2021. Good old 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station, and the beat goes on. 8 a.m., everyone. 83, warm and dry today, and tomorrow 78. And talking about riding motorcycles this weekend, getting together. Got to probably get the bike clean a little bit because Sunday, the MC1 Honor Run, and we're waiting for Crystal Baldwin. And then Mark Lamb's on the show. He's a sheriff. And if you watch television, a couple of shows, and one of the great shows was when they did the live cop show. And I like before skiing, I was like, that was my big thing to sit and watch that show. And it was great. And they took it down when all the insanity began against police in America, live PD. And by the way, when's the last time you heard anybody, we're talking about this last night. Last time you've heard anybody running for office or in office saying, defund the cops. That's over. Crime has skyrocketed. I saw Sheriff Schrader last night at Jeffco. We're talking about crime rates. And so the sheriff's coming on. He also did 60 days into jail operations. So he's coming on the gig. Lights ready to go? Okay. Without further ado, she's absolutely wonderful. And I have so much respect for what she's been through. And the foundation of MC1, the Honor Run, comes when we lost her husband, Dave Baldwin, the one and only Crystal Baldwin. Hey, thanks again. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you.
No. It looks like it's going to be a big year. I was with everybody last night, and we were talking about you appearing on the stage with us again, as you always do. And the reason this thing kicks off, well, you take it from there, but in 2014, if you would take us back and talk about what happened to you and your family.
Sure, yeah. Actually, it was, regular day, and Dave left early morning for work. And I had gone to a friend's house to help her out. She had been under the weather. And unfortunately, my husband was out on patrol on his motorcycle. It was not his regular day to work. He was actually helping somebody out that day. And he was hit by a long-way driver who was high-speed, and he was killed instantly. Yeah.
I remember that phone call from DeAngelis and everything that began. And now it's this, 8 years later.
Yeah.
And they announced the last night we were talking about the officers this year, but already some guy on the line of duty gets shot, so he'll be on the list. And I don't know. I was mentioning, when's the last time, and when people started really hating on the cops, we got Sheriff Mark Lamb coming up, but when's the last time you heard anybody say defund the police? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what people think will happen if we get rid of them. No,
you're watching it happen. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I have to say this, there are bad eggs out there, and they're everywhere in every industry that create issues. But there are so many good guys and women out there that do incredible jobs, and the public doesn't know what they go through every day. I've just talked to a few guys recently who, it's a very difficult job to do. And, I know my husband never went in public because, if he was off duty, on the way home, he would wear his uniform at the grocery store because you're constantly a target.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
As we recently saw in the Arvada shooting, you're wearing a uniform, you're a target. You can't eat at certain restaurants because people taint your food.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit in a restaurant with your back to the door. There's so many different things that things that regular people that go to work don't have to think about on top of the job and the really, really terrible situations that cops have to be put in and deal with. People don't realize that. Yeah. And it is not a fun job. And these guys go every day, their families watch them go out the door not knowing if they're coming home every day. Yeah. And that's not what happens in an everyday job. No. So, you know, we have to look at the other side of it, too. And I'm not saying that reform doesn't need to happen, perhaps in some agencies, but I'm saying that there are way more good people out there working as police officers than there are bad, in my opinion. And in talking to some people recently, some of the cops say, you know what, there's a lot of support for us out there, too.
You
not
bet.
Everybody is hating us, clearly, with this event.
No. I mean, it's... This has grown. Last year, as you know, it was cold, and thank you to Rocky Mountain, to Kathy, and to Troy. But and this year, Columbine, because of, you know, the COVID, we're back at Columbine. And I said, they still give Frank the keys to the front door, which is, I make a joke about it. But we go back, the stage will be built, and you'll be up with us, and you'll ride with us, and I'll ride with you and the guys. And so it's going to be a big year. Last night, they were going to do the open the gates at 8, and, you know, because you can't open gates at Columbine, but, you know, and now it's going to be 7:15, because they're expecting, there are already tons of people signed up online, so.
Awesome.
I think it's what you're saying. It's an outpouring, and then we'll punch it again tomorrow with a couple of folks, but it ends in the Summit, which is this venue up on, it's five, I had to go look, 560, I know how to drive, ride to places, I don't know what they are. It's 580 East 144th Avenue. And it's a family-friendly thing, and you can drive your car up there and come in and put some money in the hat and get a cheeseburger. Their food's great, and then, you know, hit the bricks. And so,
Mark told me that they're having a live band, so people can come and hang
out.
We got a band this year. Yeah, they're giving the kiddos like a voucher to go play some video games, and they're really, you know, doing a fantastic job supporting.
I think this one has it written all over it, and those guys are, you know, they're so funny, and they gave DeAngelis motorcycle boots, duty officer boots. Like, I remember, you know, your husband wearing them, and Mark wears them, and all the you know, they call them duty motors, and so now they've started this tradition where they give you, and Frank got his last night, and it was funny. And they gave Frank the pair with the zippers in the side, so you can put them on, zip them up. And I swear mine with zippers, and I got mine last year. And you get to wear them for that day, and after that, you know, you can't wear them every day because it's disrespectful. But on that day, you put them on and you wear them. So I'm pumped about this, and so it should be a good one. And
I think it will be great. And you know, and all the people that come out, just, you know, I want to give a shout out. Thank you so much for the support, because you just don't know what it means to the families that you're going to be helping.
And when it happened to you, that really, and then we'll move, but there's Crystal Baldwin, Dave Baldwin's widow, but I mean, you were in free fall. I remember the funeral, and I remember, like, and now this great organization, and back then, Jeff was still running for office, and there was a, I mean, a different sheriff who also was really behind all of this, and Dave was
working on his campaign.
I went to a fundraiser, and I never go. And so with Tancredo, and I spend more time with Tancredo and DeAngelis than I do with my own family. Last Saturday night, they did this fundraiser. So I and Jeff, you know, and everybody, so I go to it, and I don't give money because I think it's stupid. I think it's wrong for anybody in the media to give money or take money or, you know, get involved in stuff like that. I just think it's ethically wrong. But, and I was real clear. I said, hey, I'll show up, meet your barbecue, and shake, you know, meet some people, but I can't give you any money. And anyhow, so I met him, and it was, like, really cool. But I'm sitting there with Frank and Tancredo, and it's like they're the unofficial mayor of Jefferson County is Jeff. But we're talking. And Ted Mink was there. Ted Mink was there.
Ted.
Yeah, Jeff Story was there. I mean, all these old-timers were there. So,
yeah.
It was cool. And they all, their hearts are all with MC1.
And they are.
You know, smack in the back of the head. And I said, hey. It should be a good ride. So you ride your own. I was going to ask you this. I was thinking about, because we were going to talk. Crystal Baldwin, did Dave teach you to ride, or did you know how to ride before him?
No, actually, I was riding when I met Dave.
Okay.
So that was one of the attractions for him, because he had someone that he could ride with.
Oh.
So, I learned to ride a bike when I moved out here about 18 years ago.
Real quick, I think I've asked you this. Where did you guys meet? You met on the bikes?
No, we met online.
Man.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing cooler in the world for me than to see a woman ride her own motorcycle. I think that's the coolest thing in the world. Like when I see a woman, they say chicks on bikes, but.
I know. Yeah. Well, Dave loved it. And we had so much fun doing it together. And as you know, we rode in Emily's parade for many years.
Yeah. Where we met.
Yeah. And, that was a great organization to be able to support and be a part of. And you know, as you know, Dave helped with the end of that.
And to his credit, he never, they call it badging you or something, but just like, hey man, you know, he's just some biker, you know, which is enough for me because, you know, bikers' hearts are the biggest. You know, that Kevin's Lemonade thing is a neat story out of Sturgis, and that little kid, and they're a Colorado kid, and he's selling lemonade up in Sturgis this year, and he got 30 grand. He gave some of the money to MC1. I mean, how cool is that?
Oh,
yeah,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Who's better than bikers and cops, you know?
Yeah, and you know, and MC1 supports all first responders. I don't know if people know that too. You know, not just police, but EMT and firefighters, and everything that you give, they put everything. Nobody takes any money home.
Oh.
They put every dime into supporting these people.
Ah, you know, you're the best. I never knew how you guys met. I didn't know you guys met online. So how cool is that?
Yeah, we did. We did meet online. It was so funny. You know, Dave had lost his wife, years previous, and I had moved out here and didn't know anyone. And actually, my girlfriend, I really didn't want to meet anybody. My girlfriend set up a profile. It was pretty funny. And then she let me know after the fact, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to do this, you know.
Where'd you go for the first time? Where'd you go?
We actually met for coffee in Golden.
See?
Yeah.
There's hope for me, isn't there?
We did the coffee thing. There you go,
Peter. There's hope. There's hope for me.
You know what? Here was the thing. I don't think either of us really were looking for anything serious. And Dave was a great, very interesting person. He had just been in New Zealand. We both loved to travel.
Yeah.
Shared everything. And
he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just all those Emily's parades and Frank and, again, Mink and all, and John Gray and... Although, I mean, someday somebody'd have to write those stories about, because there's a video of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, last night sitting there and you're sitting in the same, room, you know, next to the coroner's office in Jeffco.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, and it's the same guys, and there's Mark, and I don't know. And the beat goes on. And the thing, I think it was Mark Miller that had said one year, or the first year, or maybe it was Jeff, I don't know. And you think, We'll keep doing these because the need will be, and someday, you know, I won't be here, and some other stooge will be, you know, talking about it because the need for these men and women who have gotten hurt isn't going to go away because Jeff isn't sheriff anymore or, you know, you aren't here or I'm not here. The need will still be there. And so that's one of the things we talked about.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And I know, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, Mark Miller has been one of the main driving forces in this.
Man.
And still is. He's such an amazing person and such a giving person. It's a lot of stress to put on an event like this.
I talked to him. Yeah, I said last night, because we've grown close, and you talk about being able to ride. You know, they do that dead stick thing on Lookout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm riding with them, and they said, this is what we do. And I said, I've told the story, but you want to see people ride motorcycles. It's those guys. And
mm-hmm.
They said, we dead stick. And I went, and this old man, you know, like you ride with them and they'll get right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can ride. And so.
Inches.
Oh, I know.
Dave used to try taking it out and give me pointers. It made me too nervous. But I did get to become a little bit of a better rider by learning just a hair of what they can do, you know.
Mark's the one that taught me about your eyes and, you know, being with eyes. But Miller's so funny. And they all change clothes, you know, so they can go have a beer. You know, this is exactly what you're talking about. They're great men and women and the people that are there. And so it is going to be Sunday, and doors will now open at probably at like 7, 6:30. DeAngelis will be there, and I know the guy's going to be there, and I'll try and get there now about 7. And I'll see you, lady. I'll see you on Sunday.
I will see you. We'll ride together, Peter.
Thank you so much for your support.
Let
us ride together up there. Thank you, Crystal. Be safe.
Okay.
Crystal
take care, Peter.
All right, we're going to have Mark Lamb with us, Sheriff Mark Lamb. Never talked to him before. And someone said, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. And it's true, if you're not happy with your smile, the team at Twin Aspen Dental offers a variety of procedures that will have you smiling again in no time. Cosmetic surgery is a catch-all phrase. And now Drs. Richter and Snyder together on the team, and I have the 1st of November, I think, because I had to move one because of some stuff, this whole event we're going to do on Sunday. I had to move an appointment, but help you achieve the perfect smile so you can smile with confidence. Look, if you're unsure which cosmetic dentistry procedure is right for you, make an appointment at Twin Aspen Dental. Take the first steps towards a better smile. Schedule your appointment with a great team today. Twin Aspen Dental Center's brand new office located on Stroh Road in front of the Lehman Academy in Parker. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466, 303-841-7466. It's TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. Please, please, please do yourself a favor. Do you want to see if we can, the sheriff can do, start a little early? Yeah, this whole shoot series that we began, and really into kind of, I'm knocking off Joe Rogan and a lot of other people, and the Salem Broadcasting, and the guy said, okay, and so Mark Crowley built this really cool studio, and so we started shoots, and the first shoot that we did was the Tom Tancredo shoot, and I don't know if we'll ever top that. We may today. But there's only part one of Tancredo, because there's a part two coming with Tancredo. It was so emotional, and it's gotten all these amazing remarks, not having nothing to do with me, it's just Tom. And then we came back with Dick Wadhams that made everybody mad, and then Sean Duffy that made everyone madder. And now a legend, and he's been through so much, and it's interesting how the wall of hate works, or whatever this wall, where people send you messages. Most of them are, I hate your guts, but they're upset that we're going to shoot with Rich Wyatt. And I'm thinking, no, this is exactly the right guy that you should see in a shoot. So you knew him. They had American guns and everything with his family and everything that happened. And he's been in the penitentiary, and he's home. So he's going to shoot with us. And so he'll do that this morning. And we're getting a lot of stuff on Tay Anderson being a the life, as they call it in New York. And I did want to, I know it just made everybody real mad that we said it, but, you know, this ongoing steal. Donald Trump stole the election from himself. That's the steal. Let's do this. Billy, let's turn around and come back with Mark Lamb, 710 KNUS. Made it to a Thursday morning, everyone. 23 September 2021. Back here tomorrow morning at 5. Do it again. Stefan this afternoon. Real quick, and then to a great guest. If you're concerned about the ongoing homeless problem, and again, watching the city of Denver and what happened and the road home and all the insanity. In the middle of this was a man I'd met years ago when I gained my own sobriety. It was Bob Cote, and he started Step Denver. Helping men since 1983 to overcome the consequences of addiction, rebuild their lives. And this is cool to say, just last month, so in August, 710 KNUS Morning Show listeners have donated 40 vehicles. And those cars and trucks and motorcycles and boats and RVs, whatever you got, you call Vincent at Step, 303-296-9020. It's a free tow if you can't get it there, hassle-free experience, and it's great on your taxes. It's a win-win-win. You transform lives, and your donation is tax-deductible. You got a car, truck, a motorcycle, an RV, a boat. Contact Step. Contact Vincent. Last month, so cool, 710 listeners have donated 40 vehicles. Doesn't take any. They take Bob Cote set the line. No government money. Keep them out. They count on people like you. 303-296-9020, Step Denver today. This is very cool. I've seen him on TV. Sheriff Mark Lamb joins us. Hey, man. Thanks for doing the radio show.
Peter.
Hey, brother man, good morning, man.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. I think I know what happened to Live PD. Who killed Live PD? That's the first place I ever saw you.
Yeah, you know, I think there was a couple different things. COVID didn't help, and then they had that situation in Texas where a guy lost his life, and there were some questions about the video, and So there was a lot of things going on at that time. And I think cancel culture, all those things clashed together at once and unfortunately took Live PD off the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a skier, and I used to always spend up in the mountains, and I'd watch live. It was part of, like, what I did was watch Live PD. And it was, for those who missed it, that used to be a great show. And that's for the first time I saw Mark Lamb. And I had to go look on the internet to make sure I was thinking about the same guy. And it is. You were on Live PD. And one of the things I read about Live PD is when all the hate started on cops and defund and unfund the cops and all, that it hit the series. Sheriff, do you buy into any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the narrative did shift against the police. And then, you know, Live PD was doing such a great job for law enforcement, how people viewed us. And then that kind of shifted, and then the mainstream media really started pushing something. You know, and I've done something different. They took Live PD off, and people want to get back in the front seats. I started American Sheriff Network. Hopefully your listeners will check it out at AmericanSheriff.com. Okay. We're putting you back in the front seat. We're telling real sheriffs, real stories, and we're going around and highlighting the actual sheriffs and showcasing America while we're at it.
Now, 60 days in, and that's where I know that's another – that's been on a while now.
Yeah.
Tell me your role, because FYI, I was with a group of sheriffs last night. We're getting ready for this fundraising event, motorcycle event. And one of the guys, this is how this works, and I knew, you know, you were on the show, and I knew, but one of the guys last night who's involved, there's, you know, no names, but his role as a sheriff is he's part of the jail system, but he's the guy, when you get out of jail, he gives you back your property. He's been a street guy, you know, really,
okay.
Really good guy. And so he and I are sitting in a meeting, just he and I, and he starts telling me how crazy jail is. And I said, well, I'm going to talk. He said, oh, yeah, that's the guy that does 60 days in. So how did you, now this guy was telling horror stories last night. So how did you get involved in that?
So 60 days in and Live PD came around at the same time. Live PD started quicker. There wasn't the insurance issues, the liability. It took a little while longer to bring 60 days into fruition. And that actually, we filmed it in 2018. It aired in the beginning of 2019. But now people actually mention 60 days in more than they do Live PD.
Oh, wow.
Because it's been on Netflix since October of last year. And so that's what people see all the time is 60 days in, because everybody's in quarantine watching Netflix. But yeah, that's how that came about. It just took a little bit longer because of the liability issues and trying to get it all nailed down.
Our guest,
it is crazy. It is crazy.
Oh, he's an American sheriff. Sheriff Mark Lamb's with us. This guy last night, and I got there early because I always misjudge traffic. And, you know, and we went in together. He had unlocked this place, you know, and then we went in and sit down. I said, how's the job? And he just went, we've grown close over years. And he just shook his head. And he said, Peter, you can't even imagine. You know, because I use that term, a vision of hell. And he said, and it's worse. And he blamed it on fentanyl. He said, do you see that stuff yourself on the job?
So let me give you some real quick statistics. 2018, we had zero M30 fentanyl pill seizures here in my county. We're about 60 miles off the border. We had the I-10, I-8 interstate. 2018, zero seizures. 2019, 700 pills. 2020, we had over 200,000 M30 fentanyl pills. And this year, thus far, we are over 1.1 million. And I'm just talking my agency alone of fentanyl pills that are coming in. And I bet you we don't catch 10%. So, yeah, when you ask if I've seen fentanyl, absolutely. 85% of the people that are in my jail facility are there because of alcohol or drugs.
Absolutely. And he was telling me a story last night that you're talking about these visions of hell. He said they caught a guy last week, and he had put – it's a morning show, right? He'd put fentanyl pills in his
rectum. The prison pocket. We call that the prison pocket.
I'll learn that one. But he said, this guy, they watched him reach and put the fentanyl pill in his mouth in some part of being placed in prison. And he, oh my God. And I thought, and he said, no, you, he said,
yeah.
And he's like you, and he's, you know, a hardcore tough guy. And he just said, you just can't believe it. And
oh yeah, one guy will sneak it in, and another person will take it from that guy after he pulls it out of his prison pocket, and he'll put it in his mouth and ingest it. And you're just like, that's disgusting. But I mean, look, there's some disgusting things going on. There's good people in jail, and there's bad people. You know, it's not a place you want to go. That's for sure.
Our guest is Sheriff Mark Lamb. Prior to you coming on, had a widow of an officer was killed in a line of duty named Dave Baldwin, and the event's named for Dave and his widow, Crystal. And I've become friends with her and talked to her about all this kind of stuff. And when guys go to work or women go to work in the morning with all this craziness and the drug problem, and I said to her, I said, isn't it interesting, just in the last, I don't know, time period, everybody quit saying defund the cops, unfund the cops. The sheriff of Jefferson County is a really good man by the name of Jeff Schrader. And we were talking last night. Jeff said, it's the crime rate. And I, you know, like you guys all are in a club together and you all talk all the time. But he said, the crime rate in America, and he said, they try and play it down. He said, but it's a skyrocket. Sheriff, does that hold up?
That's absolutely true. And, you know, that's one of the things I talk about when I come out to speak, and I'll be speaking at Laurel Eimer's event, and you can get tickets for it at LaurelEimerForCongress.com. I think there's still some tickets left. But I talk about the rule of law and how the rule of law is being undermined, and what we're seeing in our communities as far as the increase in crime, especially violent crime, where they've defunded the police. They've gotten away from that because people, even like President Obama, came out and said they made a mistake the verbiage that they used. It didn't mean that they don't want to defund police. They just found out that terminology was not working for them. It has been destructive. They've had violent crime, huge increases of violent crime and homicide in the areas where they have defunded the police. So coming into an election year next year, I doubt a lot of these guys are going to be talking about defunding the police.
There's a lot of things aren't going to show back up. I agree. Right now, the crisis on the border, and the sheriff is he's in Pinal County in Arizona. Are you seeing what they're seeing in Texas with the thing, all the stuff from Haiti?
Thank goodness, no. But down in the Yuma sector, I talked to the sheriff. They had 140 Brazilians that they caught the other day. Where I'm at, because there's a Native American reservation on the south end of my county that actually extends into Mexico. And so what I get is while they clog up the borders, while these Haitians are taking all the Border Patrol and ICE agents, and they're all stuck working over there, the cartel pushes military-age men from countries from all over the world right into my county. They come in with camouflage clothes, carpet shoes, camouflage backpacks. They want to come in undetected. We have no idea who they are. They're bringing methamphetamines. They're bringing fentanyl in. That's what we deal with every day. My heart goes out to the Border Patrol guys out there fighting that fight down in Texas, trying to protect the border, only to have your own government turn your back on you and cry foul on these guys. Shame on our government. They should have their backs.
I agree. And the stories I'm reading and listening to, the ICE guys get attacked on airplanes. And I mean, it's like we've lost our load. I mean, Tom Tancredo, who I know you're familiar with, and you know, Tommy, I went to the border with Tommy a couple of times, went on her own a couple of times. And it's just insane.
It is.
I mean, we talked. And they're bringing the fentanyl, right?
They're bringing the fentanyl. And here's the other thing. It's not, I try to tell people, it's not about immigration anymore. I'm all for people coming to this country to make a better life. We have a process for that. This is about human trafficking and drug trafficking into this country. The cartel is trafficking humans. You know, I know it's a radio show, but they rape the women, they use the children as pawns, they extort the men, and then not to mention they carry dangerous drugs like those fentanyl statistics I gave you, and our kids are getting their hands on it. Our loved ones, our elderly, everybody is dying at the hands of fentanyl, and not everybody, but I mean a lot of people are, and it is a dangerous drug, and that's what I fight against every day. So when I see this border situation, such a crisis, such a disaster, that's why I'm so vocal about it, and it needs to be fixed. And the American people need to really wake up to the fact that our government has failed us.
Mark Lamb's here, and he'll be in town. And I watch this, and and I'm told stories, and thankfully I gained my sobriety, but I'm on a board, or I'm at Meritus now, and these guys tell stories, and the guys have, you know, come in to get well. And availability is overwhelming. I like what you just said. It's like, it's not even a question anymore of being able to do this on the streets of Denver. And as an aside, myself and my colleague Stephen Tubbs, and really the man, Mark Crowley, is a retired cop. We went up to Vancouver, Sheriff, and we lived up there on the streets to watch where they do that. I don't know if you've ever seen that insanity. They've legalized injectable drugs. Have you looked at any of that craziness?
Oh, that is such craziness. And, you know, they do. I don't understand even the thought process behind it, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know why, if you care about humans, why you would legalize drugs. I just don't get that. And so I can't even explain it to you because I don't understand that thought process. I mean, you're putting people at risk. You need to help them get through the addiction process. Oh. It is a difficult thing to get through. They need the help to get through it. Don't make it easier for them to do it.
Oh, right. And they were trying to do it here. And they were about to bring it in, and then, you know, what did Popeye say? It can't stand no more. So we went up, and Mark's an old Denver cop, and he had like 32 years of retired as a sergeant. He said he had never seen a street like that in this country in his life. And, of course, it's Vancouver. And we were talking about it last night, about these guys talking about guys taking fentanyl out of the rear ends and eating it in a line and turning on the sheriffs. And I mean, it's like this, and the street in Vancouver, it's too easily said, but a vision of hell is a vision of hell. How can they want to do that?
I don't know. You know, and I think it's because they're trying to placate to everybody. They want to make, I don't know if they want to drug us up, or I honestly do not know the intention, but I can tell you that it's not good for people and it's not good for society. And the rule of law is important, and upholding the rule of law and holding people accountable and helping people where you can, that's what's important. And if we get away from that, we're going to fall apart as a society. And, I'm so against the legalization of all those hard drugs and making that more available, because it's ruining families, and it's sad to watch.
You know, I'm an amateur history reader, and the British addicted a country, the Chinese, with opium and destroyed it. I mean, it's just the truth. And they brought opium into China. There was something called the Opium Wars and everything that went on with it. But they addicted a country, and then there was an easier way for many countries to control China at the end of the empire. And you use that as this lesson. You think, I'm not smart enough to know what's going on, but I can certainly see what's going on. And given history of what the British were able to do to the Chinese, I don't know. And these people, they're back at it again. They already have the sites in Denver and in Colorado to legalize injectable drugs. And
yeah, and not to mention, we have our own federal government who knows that fentanyl and methamphetamines are being brought over by the southern border by the cartel. They estimate that 50% of almost 50% of all illegal drugs in America come through the borders of Arizona. Our government knows this, yet they refuse to secure the border and shut it down,
right.
Which makes me question what the motives are for allowing so much fentanyl and methamphetamine to come into this country.
As a reader and a former, recovering person, remember when they started, they always busted meth labs. They would catch a motel or a hotel or be... some bikers or something, and they were cookers. That's all gone. And the guys that I listen to that I respect, they couldn't cook. They couldn't, in this country, they could not cook better meth than the factories in Mexico. I mean, and they said they just put all the meth cookers out of business in America. Does that hold up?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can produce it much cheaper. Yeah. You know, there's laws that outlawed a lot of the components that go into making meth. Mm-hmm. And the purity level is way higher for the methamphetamines coming out of Mexico. And not to mention that the Mexicans that are the cartels that are making the meth, they're actually lacing it with fentanyl now. Mm-hmm. They're putting fentanyl in the marijuana. They're putting fentanyl in just about everything to increase the addictability of the drugs that they're bringing into our country.
I've also read that a lot of the fentanyl comes from the PRC, the People's Republic. Do you see or read that as well?
Yes, that's true, but the cartels have produced a lot of it in Mexico now.
Yeah, yeah.
2020, COVID, that affected shipping. We started seeing that the cartels started producing a lot of their own fentanyl as well, the powder, the component for it. So, yeah, they still probably get a lot of it from China, but I think that the cartels are producing it as well.
It's a witch's brew. You know, you're not going to get past it. So, Sheriff, is there an answer?
Yeah, the answer is you have to shut down the border. The longer we let this go, this is just going to make it more and more difficult. We owe it to the American people to secure the border. Then we can start to deal with the issues of the people that are here and that have come here. We can start to figure out how we're going to go about, you know, whatever it is they decide to do. Congress and Senate are the ones that pass laws. If they want people, if they don't want illegal immigration to be illegal, then that's up to them to change that.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that are holding the torch on this, and they have refused to do anything on it. So but first and foremost, we've got to secure. This is like trying to mop up a bathroom floor without turning off the tub water.
Yeah,
that's all we're doing. Every day we go out and we work on this problem. I go out to the desert and we catch people, and only to have them released into our communities by our own government.
Sure.
And so we've got to secure the border. That's how you deal with it first and foremost. I kind of joked yesterday, if you want to stop it, take unvaccinated Americans, put them over there, and watch how our government tries to keep them from coming back in. They'll actually send people to stop us.
That's funny. Plug again where you're going to be and what time you're going to be here. One more time, Sheriff Mark Lamb's here, if you would, one more time.
Yeah, we're going to be at this castle in Jefferson County. I've heard it's a great venue. You can get the tickets at laurelimerforcongress.com. I think they still have some tickets. I just talked to them this morning. Got a few tickets left over. It'll be a good time. We're going to give a lot of information, and I'm going to get a chance to meet a lot of people. I'll have some of my books there, so signing some books and doing some things. So if you want to get a chance to come out and meet me and come out and see Laurel and get to know her as well, I think I know she's running for Congress out there. So I think it's important that we get to know the people that are running for office and get a chance to see if they're going to work for us.
The castle was owned by a dear friend of mine, Mike Dunafin. It's called Dunafin Castle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you'll love Dunafin. He's the king. So
now I heard you have an event coming up too, the bike event.
Yeah, that's Sunday. Yeah, that's Sunday.
Okay. All right, we're still around. I'm going to try to sneak over there too, and that'd be awesome.
I got to tell you something. You show up and what they always say, we'll put you over, man. If you don't know them, you will know them at 2 minutes after you're there, because it's all, you know, it's you. You'll be there with you. Mark Lamb, everybody, let's set up so we start doing shows together. We'll contact you.
Absolutely.
But I remember you, man.
Yeah.
When I was asked to do this, and I said, I remember that guy from Live PD. And then they said he did 60 Days In. And I thought, 60 Days In? But I remember Live PD was like, that was the hit show. It really was. And,
well, now they can go check it out at AmericanSheriff.com. We've got American Sheriff Network. And we do it to support the men and women who put on the badge every day, tell their stories, and let their voices be heard, and really showcase the good work that they do, because the majority of what we do is help people every day, and that's what we're showcasing. So hopefully people will come over and support it. We have the ability to go live. If we get enough subscribers, we can start going live as well and get people really back in the front seats of our cars.
You the man, Mark Lamb, everyone. And in town, you can see all that stuff. He's sheriff of Pinell County in Arizona. And we'll become friends. Well, Mark, we'll have you back. And again, thanks for doing the show. You be the man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
You're
God
welcome,
bless.
Man. You too. If you got a mortgage on your home, there's a good chance you can find a better rate or more comfortable terms. I mean it. The market's in your favor. When it comes to home financing, rates are under 3%. And again, the adverse market fee is gone. It adds up to significant savings, short-term and long-term. So what are you waiting for? Our friends at American Financing, give them a call. Take advantage of a free mortgage review and see if you can save that $1,000 a month. It's a paycheck. It's a pay increase. You drop the time you owe, and you can retire and walk away. Extra $12,000 a year. Takes a 10-minute call. Learn more. salary-based mortgage consultants. Nobody's going to roll you up. They're trying to do it right. Postpone two mortgage payments in the process. Lock into a low rate before they're gone. Pre-qualify. You don't know what the Fed's going to do. 303-695-7000. Call them up this morning. Say, all right, man, we're in the fall now. I'm going to change this thing around. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Online, AmericanFinancing.net. Just when you thought it was safe to go in the water, President Biden's approval rating has sunk to 43%. Kamala Harris's approval rating is 6 points higher. Let that sink in. George W. Bush is going to fundraise for Liz Cheney. This stuff is talk show host gold. It is amazing. That will be interesting to see who shows up as W, who Liz's dad, of course, was the president of the United States when George Bush was in the Oval Office. Truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. If you want the best countertops, wholesale pricing, our guy Mitch Florian, the Art of Granite, Mitch is our guy. He's expert. He's craftsman. You see the work that guys do. I mean, we've talked about in childhood in Romania under Ceausescu's. He can turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into true works of art right in your home. If you're thinking, am I making changes? You know, it's a fall, beginning of fall. Schedule a virtual consultation with Mitch by calling 303-386-5919. Visit his website, artofgranite.com. Artofgranite.com and start dreaming about your new countertops. Mitch provides the granite from his own warehouse in Golden, Colorado, wholesale prices, no markup, so you can get the most for your budget. Mention the morning show, 710 KNUS, a free bathroom countertop, free with a purchase of your fantastic new kitchen countertops. Or get a kitchen or bathroom sink free with a purchase of any countertop package. Just the conversation with this guy alone, 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. Visit theartofgranite.com, artofgranite.com. See what he can do and talk to him. You will be glad that you did. It's been a great show. Thank you all. I'm knocking off the mob stuff with Tay Anderson, but it's real. I mean, all the tongue-in-cheek, yeah, stuff. In fact, this is how Denver works. And if you understand all the things that you understand, then you understand who Tay Anderson is. He's going nowhere. Rich Wyatt's here. And when this is over, we begin these shoots, and it's a steal from professional wrestling. Every once in a while, there is a real fight in pro wrestling, and those are called shoots. And every company has a guy called a shooter. A shooter to hurt you. Billy Robinson was a shooter, if you know anything about pro wrestling. All those guys. Vern was a shooter. Mad Dog Vachon was a shooter. All the legends. There's always a guy that you really didn't want to tangle with. And Lou Thesz was a shooter, a true shooter. And that became the shoot fights in Japan. And Steve Williams, who grew up here, and they knew him as Dr. Death in high school. And Doc was a shooter. When Doc came home, he was ill and came home. And it's one of the friendships that I just loved. And I don't know how I knew Doc from some other people. We invited him to do some radio shows with us. And then he rode a motorcycle, and Doc and I would ride together and go to lunch together and sit and talk. And then he'd come on remotes with me. Everybody showed up to see Doc. Steve Williams, and he was Dr. Death, and he was a shoot fighter. He fought in the shoots in Japan. So that's why the television show that we started is called A Shoot. It's real. And it's a knockoff from a lot of stuff on YouTube called The Shoots. So our shoot with Rich Wyatt, it's amazing. The attack messages that came about doing this, I think when you see this, I think you will change your mind. So I'm off to go next door at the Mark Crowley Studios. Stefan is this afternoon. We're back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Don't forget Sunday, the MC1 Honor Run. Billy Thorpe, thanks. All right, everybody, let's go to work. It's a Thursday. Take care of yourselves.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.